1-800-449-8686 is the Phil Hendry Show. I don't know that you heard this, but probably if you're you know, my age or thereabouts, you grew up always seeing Herbalife bumper stickers. Well, maybe not always, but Herbalife was founded by a guy named Mark Reynolds Hughes. He was the founder of Herbalife. Remember the Herbalife bumper stickers? And if you go down the 405 freeway south, north of the airport, I think, you'll see the big Herbalife building there on the ocean side, you know, on the west side. He died. Mark Reynolds Hughes died at the age of 44, according to authorities on Sunday. He was found dead in his Malibu mansion, according to the L.A. County Sheriff. He died of apparent natural causes, but an autopsy will determine the cause of the death. L.A.-based Herbalife, hold on. I'm telling you. You know, my understanding is this hay fever season is getting to people even who don't have hay fever. There's something out there, and I think it's the CIA. Anyway, Mark Reynolds Hughes. So he passed on, and L.A.-based Herbalife, which Hughes founded in 1980, sells weight management, personal care, and nutritional products in 44 countries. On the phone with us is Bobby Dooley, who is a lifelong Herbalife believer and consumer, and was very much an enthusiastic supporter, would you say, Bobby, of the Herbalife products?
Absolutely, Phil. First of all, we want to say that we are very, very sad to hear the news about Mark. I really was stunned by this. I suffer from a form of heart palpitation, and I would use Herbalife products to mitigate the palpitations. And I have to tell you, it's almost as if someone could hear me praying, because when Mark passed on, when I heard that Mr. Hughes died, I was palpitating. He was young. I am so sorry. Herbalife, I think, has done so much. Their ocular defense formula, which regulated bowel movements, the ocular formula I used for a long time when I had stomach problems.
Well, you'd say, what is it called?
Their ocular defense formula. And I used that for a regular colon.
Well, ocular, O-C-U-L-A-R, that is, does that say eyes? That's for the eyes, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Is that right, or is that...
Yeah, ocular is for the eyes, not for the colon.
Do you know, and I'm going to tell you a very funny story, and this is going... Now it's starting to come together. I guess I'm like a lot of people. After I, you know, answer nature's call, I generally will get up and look back into the bowl, because I think it's healthy to see what it is you've done.
Okay, I don't want to get onto this...
I understand. Just let me finish, okay, Phil?
All right, I'd rather not talk about this.
Okay. But I noticed that I can see, since I used the ocular defense formula, which I thought was for regular colon movement, I can see...
What's in the bowl better.
Yes.
So you're regular now, and you can see what it is that you're regular with.
Yes, that is really funny.
Okay, let me get back to what we're talking about. You are a regular, pardon the expression, you were a regular user of Herbalife.
So I just think that it was an outstanding product, and it was particularly outstanding with our children. I didn't want the kids to battle weight the way I saw so many of my own neighbors' kids. I particularly used Herbalife in the children's food. We used a lot of the Herbalife products, their body contouring herbs, the children's vitamins, what's called Kindermans. We used this in their food, easily absorbed and assimilated, so that the children wouldn't have weight problems. I really, really believed in Herbalife.
Why were you concerned about the kids with weight problems?
Well, number one, Phil, our children were very large. They were large kids when they were born. I have three sons. Dylan is our oldest. Seth is our middle child. He's 12, and Justin is 10. They were all 8 pounds and on up. Very, very big babies. I was really afraid that the kids would have a weight problem.
So you immediately began worrying about their weight and using Herbalife?
I didn't start using Herbalife until, I'd say, Dylan was about 4. And that was... I'm getting a little emotional remembering it right now.
Okay, so but the kids were having weight problems, huh?
They were really beginning to get pudgy. I didn't know what to do. Dylan was 4, and Justin was 2. I mean, Seth was two and Justin was newly born, and they were very heavy. And I remember laying them down for their nap one afternoon and thinking, it's a blessing from God. Just a quick press of the pillow, and they will be napping with God. It's a terrible thing to have to admit, but I knew that I would have been recused from our Western Estates PTO meetings, that we would not have been able to show up to the homeowners' cotillion with children that were looking that way. Do you understand what I'm saying, Phil?
I don't know what you're saying. What are you talking about? It's a blessing from God, just a quick press of the pillow.
My children were napping one afternoon. They were very overweight. I thought, it's a blessing from our God. If I couldn't control the weight and the appearance of our children, I was naturally disposed. And I thought that, thank God for the blessing of pressing a pillow to your child's face, and the child will then see the face of God.
You were so depressed, you were going to kill your kids.
It's a blessing that God grants me the power to put a pillow over my child's face, Phil, when all else was failing me. That's all I'm saying.
And your children were overweight, and you were going to kill them.
That's how depressed I was, yes. But you have to understand, there was a homeowners' cotillion. We were going to be members of the PTO. They wouldn't have us. They wouldn't have us in the homeowners' association, not with kids that looked like that. We couldn't walk into places with kids that looked like that. Oh, God. So I remember thinking, it's a blessing from our Lord and Savior Jesus to just place the pillow over the boy's face, and then they'll be seeing God. And that's when I heard the doorbell, and it was Dolores Johnson. She lived in the Maple Phase, and she had brought over a welcome wagon basket of Herbalife products, and I'll never forget it, because she brought me in, and she told me that she could be part of my upline group. And I began to use their products and put it in their food, and the children trimmed down. And it's just...
It sounds to me like I've heard of people using Herbalife, but you were brought into Herbalife in a way that I've never heard before. Your kids were so fat.
Our children were so out of shape that to smother them with a pillow would have been a kindness.
And you were going to do that?
Yes, and I don't feel bad about that now. I know that I would have missed them, but I'm all right with that. I never did it, but I'm all right with it. Do you know what I mean?
No, ma'am, I don't.
In other words, Phil, I never would have killed, because I found Herbalife, I didn't smother my children with pillows. That's what I'm trying to say.
And because you found Herbalife, you...
I did not smother my children and put them into what my husband calls the eternal nap.
We're speaking with Bobby Dooley.
I'm very sorry, Phil.
It's all right. It's okay. I know that you're an Herbalife user. I didn't know that you used it to the point where you had to trim your kids down.
But imagine the pain of having a chubby infant or two youngsters that you can't even bring into a homeowner's cotillion. It's a kindness to press the pillow on their face.
All right, hold the line here, Bobby. I want to give our number at 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley, a lifelong Herbalife user. You don't represent the company, do you?
No, I don't. I wish I did. I think they do wonderful.
Okay, I just wanted to get that out of the way. And you started using Herbalife in your kids' food.
In my children's food and in their supplements, yeah. And they trim down, Phil. And the good news is they trim down, they feel good, I feel good. And you can take them places now. You can actually be seen in public with them. I dyed their hair blonde. Listen to this, Phil. You'll love this. I dyed their hair blonde so that they looked like a little miniature version of Hanson. And I said to them, let's go around and go, bop, boo, 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 doo, doo, bop. And so my three boys now go through stores and malls with their beautifully shoe-shined blonde hair, going, bop, ooh, 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 bop. And it's because of Herbalife, Phil, because we've been able to have that kind of joy and have that kind of buoyancy in our lives. And we really, really are going to miss Mark Reynolds Hughes. He was a great, great founder of a great organization.
Okay, Bobby, and you're married, right?
My husband Steve's here, yeah.
And how old are your boys?
Phil, Dylan is 14, Seth is 12, Justin is 10.
And these boys are not battling a weight problem?
No. And I'm very grateful, and that's why I'm very sad to hear about Mr. Hughes, because he really started a great company.
All right. Bobby is talking about having almost smothered her children and put and you were going to kill your kids. And I realize you were depressed.
I was. I'm better now, but I was depressed.
But you were contemplating smothering your children with pillows, and then you found, then you found Herbalife.
I don't understand.
Nothing. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Also, I have to find out what upline means and what that is all about. We're talking with Bobby Dooley, who is a lifelong Herbalife user, and the fact that Mark Reynolds Hughes of Herbalife passed on. She has used Herbalife her entire life in her children's food as supplemental foods, and it got the weight off of her kids. And that's, I guess that's a good thing, Ms. Dooley. I just...
You have to understand the Cordells. Tammy and Donald Cordell, they both have their children have morbidly extreme body fat. The Ruthers, again, their son James is terribly overweight. And I said to myself, there but for the grace of Herbalife. You know, there but for the grace of Herbalife, I would have a fat, unsightly child, unathletic, unattractive, problems in school, embarrassments on the playground, embarrassments in the supermarket. Thank God for Herbalife.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. Bobby Dooley is a mother, lives in Western Estates, California. Before she found Herbalife and started feeding the Herbalife weight reduction formulas to her kids, she seriously contemplated smothering her children with pillows and putting them out of their misery, and then she found Herbalife, and we have her on the line. You also use it?
Yes, I do, Phil. I use it.
But you also, not to interrupt, you said that you use the ocular defense formula, which is for the strength of one's eyes, to regulate your bowel movements.
Well, you know, Phil, I'm not sure I know where you're going with this.
Well, I just... Ocular is for visual.
My understanding, it was for colon problems, and I did. I used it, and it...
Did it help?
Yes, it did. And I could also see the colon... You know, this is really embarrassing.
Well, okay, I'm wondering how much of Herbalife you actually use. Now, you say that your kids...
My children use the Mega Ginseng blend. We love... my husband, Steve, uses the Ultimate Prostate Formula. There's also the Thermogenics High Protein Low Carb Program, as well as what I used, the Advanced St. John's Wort, which is a depression formula. And I'll tell you something, Phil, there but for the grace of God, there but for the grace of Herbalife, go a lot of fat kids. And I thought...
You called it God's blessing that you could just press a pillow to your kid's head or face, and...
It's either you press a pillow, just a little bit of plastic around the face, or yes, they go on to embarrass you. You have to understand who I am. We live in Western Estates. We have 7,000 square feet. My husband has a wildly successful landscaping business. I don't know. I don't know what you want me to say.
All right. I'm getting the background here. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Land O'Lakes, Florida. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, how you doing?
Yes, ma'am.
I just have something to say for your caller,
mm-hmm.
the woman that wanted to smother her children
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
they're fat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have 5 children of my own.
You know, I was
very depressed.
One of my
biggest pride.
I was very depressed. I admit that.
Well, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
You don't sound like what you think you did was that off the wall.
No,
I had five mm-hmm. beautiful children, and my
mm-hmm.
the best pride I had was showing off my chubby infants.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you something.
Oh,
I
my
want
God.
You to know something.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds to me like it didn't have anything to do with the worry for your children. It sounded
mm-hmm.
like you were more worried about
mm-hmm.
your country club and your status
mm-hmm.
symbol.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got news for you, lady. People
mm-hmm.
come in all sizes,
mm-hmm.
shapes, and colors. And
mm-hmm.
to me,
mm-hmm.
the problem lies within you and yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you get your kids
mm-hmm.
and walk them out around a track? Are you too embarrassed? What's next? What's next?
Oh, my God. You know, you say you have overweight children, and yet
I never said I had overweight children. You know why? Because I spend time with my kids. I spend time with them riding bikes, swimming.
The lady said, why don't you get some exercise for the kids?
It doesn't matter what dollar amount my husband or my children will ever have. Mm-hmm. They'll know that I love them, and the last thing in the world, I'd put a pillow over my own face before I'd ever think about putting it over theirs.
You know something? I don't know what you're talking about when you say that why don't I take them on a what did she say, Phil?
On a track. Work the kids out, okay?
Give them some exercise.
You know, they are 5 years old. They were 5 years old.
So what are you worried about, lady? Their metabolism's all over the place at 5 years old. Have you talked to a pediatrician about this? Have you gotten any kind of, information from a doctor?
You know, we got Herbalife.
You talked to your physician about this.
Mm-hmm.
You did talk to your physician about
that. The doctor told me when they were born, when Dylan was born, the doctor said that they were 8 pounds, and I said, oh, my God, what does that mean?
8 pounds is beautiful.
That is, if you want to have fat children.
You should be proud that you had an 8-pound baby.
Mm-hmm.
That means that you were taking care of yourself when you were pregnant.
I was 8 pounds and, 10 ounces when I was born, something like that.
How much do you weigh now, Phil?
Okay, I weigh 250 pounds.
Oh, my God. And, see, this is what I'm talking about.
Lady,
what is it with you and weight?
What is it with you and weight?
You have to understand
where we were at the time.
If I can finish what I'm saying, Mr. Hendry. Do you realize
in some countries in this world that it is a status symbol to be grossly overweight? Do you realize that?
You know something? We live in America.
Your biggest concern should be not how they look, but whether they're healthy or not.
Oh, my God. And your children walk around fat.
No,
she said.
Did I ever say my children were fat?
You said that you had chubby children. I don't know what you're saying.
I had chubby infants. And you know what? I could care less whether my children were chubby or not. I could care less.
Well, you know something? If you want your children laughed at.
As long as my children are
you want to be
healthy,
laughed at, where do you shop?
As long as my children are healthy,
what supermarket
then I could care less.
Where do you shop? What supermarket?
Excuse me?
What supermarket do you shop at?
It's a chain in Florida.
Well, okay, we have something out here called Gelson's. It's very exclusive.
You want me to bring my children into Gelson's? I don't want to hear about your exclusive country club crap because that's all you're concerned about.
I know people.
You're concerned about what it looks like, not what it is inside.
Wait a minute. So you're hauling fat kids around Gelson's. So what's going to happen?
Oh my God. So neither one of you understand.
Excuse me, would you quit using that word in vain, please?
I think it's really, really sad that you don't understand about how a fat child can make you and your husband, right when you're moving into some very important times in your life.
Lady, let me tell you something.
You and your husband are being hurt by your fat kids.
I'm going to call the police department in your city and let them know that you have tendencies of you're a homicidal maniac.
Oh, my God. So
you,
aren't you nosy?
Brett, you're nosy. Over.
You said you were going to smother your kids.
You were going to smother your children.
And you're going to let them grow up fat. Is that right? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm going to call the police and let them know that they need to be observing you and your behavior.
It's a gift from God to be able to press the pillow to the child.
Lady, a gift from God.
You're out of your mind. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. Here is Downingtown. Do we have time for a call? Downingtown on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Well, I'm so glad that someone's going to beat me to the police department.
I beg your pardon. That is extremely nosy, and it's none of your business.
My children are not mistreated.
But you said that at the age of 5, you call it one of God's kindnesses to press a pillow to the child's face.
Yes, I did.
Listen, I would more allow my child to grow up morbidly obese than smother the child. And you talk about the fact that your children were 8 pounds. I have 2 children.
Oh,
one
God,
was
that's...
10-3 at birth.
Oh,
one
my
was
God.
9-8 at that birth.
And you let it live.
And he's 4 years. I think you must be scamming.
You know something?
Still.
No.
I think this must be a phony.
Let me ask the lady a question here. You're talking about the woman supposed to kill her kid?
I want to know the answer to my question that no one... You know, when a child is born morbidly obese, you know, there are women who have their rights taken away from them every day. Pro-abortion people don't want them, or the pro-life people don't want them. What are you supposed to do with a child that is unhealthy?
First of all, my child was not born morbidly obese. He was a large child who was born 2 weeks past his due date.
All right, hold on. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Show 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley, who is a Herbalife customer, and we were talking about Mark Reynolds Hughes, who passed on at the age of 44 over the weekend. He was the founder of Herbalife, and so many of us remember seeing Herbalife bumper stickers. There's the big Herbalife building off the 405 freeway here in Los Angeles. There is all of these products that you're talking about, Bobby, the herbal aloe body wash, the sunless tanning lotion, just all kinds of things, right? Now, your boys lost their weight from Herbalife.
You know, Phil, it was really wonderful to see the boys respond favorably to the Herbalife weight products. And I was thinking the other day, I told you we got their hair dyed blonde, so they look like a miniature Hanson group. And I was thinking it's not a very long step, Phil, from almost being smothered to death to looking like Hanson. And I always think of that. I reflect on that. And
so the kids, you dyed their hair blonde, what is it?
It was something they wanted to do. And the whole bop, do-do-do-do-do-do, bop.
They look like Hanson.
Yeah, my husband Steve says that they do look a little bit like Hanson.
Do they have any musical ability?
Steve, do they have musical ability?
Yeah.
Not really, no.
What are the kids good at?
They're doing things like PlayStation.
They're good at PlayStation.
What is their aptitude? I mean, where are their interests? Are they artistic? Are they good at math?
You know, they're just healthy, Phil. That's all we care about.
I mean, are they good at anything?
Are they good at anything? I think they're athletic. But no, they look like Hanson, and they go, bop, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, bop. To me, that's a blessing. And like I said, Phil, it's a very, very short step from being Hanson to being asphyxiated by your own mother. I'm thank you, God. I really want to thank God for that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Holland on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
This is so amazing. First of all, this has nothing to do with Herbalife.
Wait a minute. Your phone is really bad. Your phone's bad. Your phone's bad. Your phone's bad. All right, put him on hold. What is up with that phone? Are you there, ma'am?
Yes.
Your phone's horrible.
Oh, that's a shame.
Are you on a car phone?
I'm calling all the way from Pennsylvania on a cell phone, so.
Yeah, it's really muffled. I'm going to put you on hold and come back to you, so don't hang up, all right? Here is Echo Park on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
My name is Angela, and I'm just I'm so completely horrified by this woman who, in you know, instead of being interested, I mean, Bobby, darling, you need mental health.
Why? Because I love my children.
Instead of instead of trying to make your children into a miniature has-been group, you don't even know what it is that they're good at. You're worried about them embarrassing you in Gelson's of all the places. Ma'am, the most important thing for you to be doing for them.
I don't understand.
Listen to this lady. She's making some good points. Go ahead, ma'am.
The most important thing for you to be doing for them is to not be sitting them in front of a PlayStation, encouraging them to read, encouraging them to write, encouraging whatever athletic abilities they have. If they had a weight problem, get them in a pool.
Well, they don't have the weight problem anymore, thanks to Herbalife.
Get them playing baseball. Soccer, athletic activity.
Well, the boys
to raise their metabolism so that they can lose weight naturally. Encourage them to be the best, most productive citizens that they can be. Instead
I want
of
my boys to be in business. Okay, I don't want them to be athletes.
Children
like
through
so many inner city children.
What?
You heard me.
No, I didn't.
What did you say? I heard something about inner city children.
I didn't do anything. What?
You said something about inner city children. What was it?
I don't know what you're talking about. All I'm saying is...
She is ashamed to repeat it, Bill.
Black people.
What?
She is ashamed to repeat
it. No, I didn't say... I'm saying that...
I heard inner city children and black people. Now, what did you say?
I was simply saying that when I looked down at Seth when he was born and he looked like a little ball, he was a fat little ball of flesh, and it took every ounce of strength in me not to push a hand towel into his mouth.
What?
Are you kidding me? Are you serious?
Are you serious? You need to be locked away from your children. My God, how could you say something like that?
I love my children. How dare you?
Wait a minute. How
dare you say that?
Wait a second. You're the one that said you wanted to put a hand towel in his mouth.
He was a little ball of flesh. He was
so
a little ball.
He's a baby.
He was a ball of fat.
That flesh.
He was a ball of fat.
Okay, look, if you claim to be a Christian,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
don't you believe
mm-hmm,
that if God mm-hmm, meant for him to be born
mm-hmm,
some kind of a skinny worm-looking thing, he would have looked like that?
You know something? I was in such
pain. Babies are born like that. God
I
gives them a reserve of fat for a reason.
What is your name? What's your name?
My name is Angela.
Angela, I'm Bobby. I was in such pain when I looked down at Seth.
Bobby, honey.
I wanted to pinch his nose off and shove a towel down his throat.
Just like
oh,
I
God.
Said before.
He
Bobby,
was a little ball of fat.
Need mental health care.
Why?
You need to
I'm
see
so
a
happy
psychiatrist.
Now. I wanted to put a clothespin on his nose. I really did.
You need to put a clothespin on your own nose.
Oh, that's nice. What would that do?
What'd she say?
She said I should put a clothespin on my own nose.
Who used to talk that way to my wife?
Wait a minute.
Is
that your husband?
It's my husband.
You can't talk my wife that way.
I most certainly can, and I just did.
Why don't you put a clothespin on your own nose? What's better, too wide?
Because I'm not threatening to kill my three children by putting a pillow over their faces because they were chubby.
I only put clothespins on. I was only thinking, whatever. You know, the only time I ever put clothespins on anything were on my husband's nipples, and that's seriously, you know? And to think about doing that to your own child, you worry about yourself. Yes, you do. You're right, Angela. Now she's laughing at me.
Okay, Angela, thank you for your call and for your attempts here. Here is Holland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Holland,
yes.
Are you back there?
Yes.
Go ahead, dear.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're better now. You were in a tunnel or something.
Great. Now, I am not calling to have a dialogue, okay, with her. She's way past that.
Are you talking to me?
I don't want to talk to you. You're a loon.
I'm not
You're
a loon.
You're a very narcissistic, insecure person.
I believe in Herbalife. I believe in Herbalife.
That's fine. You can believe in anything.
Well,
but you need help.
The Dino Kid shampoo and detangler was something that we fed our children.
I'm right here, but what do we got going? Yes, go ahead.
Use your resources to trace this woman down.
Well, we are doing that.
Social services give her a psychiatric evaluation and evaluate whether these children should be with her or not.
Psychiatric evaluation?
Okay, Bill? She has mentioned at least four or five different ways of killing these children. I think it's definitely detrimental to have a child in the house with her.
Well, you're wrong, as usual.
Well, I don't have to be wrong.
You
just have to be evaluated.
You know something? If loving my children is wrong, I don't want to be right.
You love your children?
I love
you're
them to death.
So self-absorbed
I love them so much.
You
know something?
You don't know what love is.
I love them so much.
And it's a wonder that your husband is standing there supporting you with this conversation.
You shouldn't talk to her like that.
No, honey, I'll take
it's
care
amazing.
Of it. I'll take care of it. She's easy. She's from Pennsylvania. I'll tell you something. I love my children so much, I would gladly duct tape their mouths and their noses shut.
Another way to kill them. What if
you know
kill
something?
Yourself
you,
and do your kids a favor?
You would let children grow up in this horrible place. But I
really?
Will only let my children live if, yes, they're presentable at the cotillion. Is there
well,
something
that's
wrong with
very
that?
Important.
Well, you know, you just don't get it.
That's
all right.
Very, oh, I get it.
Yeah, you would love... Thank you for your call, ma'am. You would love to have those kids. You'd rather have those kids with duct tape over their noses rather than be too fat for the cotillion.
If loving my children is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Beautiful. Corona on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Corona, hello.
Oh, hello.
Yes.
I've been selling Herbalife for 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good for you.
I don't want to talk to you because I don't believe in what you're saying. I think
people, but I love Herbalife.
People love their children for what they are, whether they're fat, skinny, tall, short.
We use the Kindermans.
And
the easily absorbed and assimilated.
I don't want to talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk to Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Go ahead.
I believe that people should love their children for what they are, not for if they're fat or skinny.
I love my children.
I think the whole concept is wrong.
I love my children very much.
Giving Herbalife a really bad name, if
you know
for real.
I love my children very much.
I feel like I'm on the Jerry Springer show or something.
Do you not have children's vitamins in Herbalife?
Oh, yes.
Okay, then why is it wrong to give children Herbalife?
It's not.
Well, then why did you say that?
Yes,
you did. I don't think you sell for Herbalife.
You're contradicting yourself.
I don't think you sell for Herbalife.
Pardon me?
I don't think you sell for Herbalife.
Okay.
I don't. Okay? And I love my children enough to take them out of this horrible world and let them go and sit on God's knee and let them sit on God's knee and drink the chocolate milk of heaven.
And you should go on the Jerry Springer show.
And you should start selling Herbalife.
Oh,
for
I
real.
Do.
Well,
I
get
do
out
believe
and
in Herbalife.
Make some sales instead of hanging on a phone all day.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go.
Okay.
Go.
All right, Bobby, congratulations on pissing off like 90% of the people that called in here. I have to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few people that want your call traced. They want you put away in a nut house.
Uh-huh,
mm-hmm. Uh-huh, mm-hmm. They want you in a nut bin, you know what I mean? A laughing academy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the kids need to be taken out of that house if you contemplated putting a clothespin on their nose and shoving a towel down their throat.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate you very much.
Mm-hmm.
I hate your guts. I hate you. I hate you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want to kill you. I want to kill you and cook you over my new gas barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No, I won't say it.
You want to rape me?
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800...
Isn't that it?
No, it isn't. 1-800-449-8686. Show 1-800-449-8686. So Melissa went online. She got, and I knew there'd be one, a Bernie Capel, official Bernie Capel website. Not that I was necessarily a raging fan of Bernie Capel, but we saw him on the D-Snore ad, and he suddenly, you know, waves of nostalgia just came just flushing all over, just came pouring and oozing all over us. And we have the Bernie Capel website. Welcome to the official Bernie Capel website. Around the world, Bernie Capel is instantly recognized as Dr. Adam Bricker from The Love Boat and Siegfried, Agent 86's Don Adams' nemesis on Get Smart. I don't know how you remember that one, Jeff. This is the place to find out more about this wonderful actor whose talents range from the dramatic to the comedic, where his incredible facility for accents has had him playing such parts as a Viennese psychiatrist, a hippie, and a German submarine captain on Bewitched. A German submarine captain on Bewitched. Yeah. As well as starring on That Girl, The Doris Day Show, The Steve Allen Show, Mel Brooks, When Things Were Rotten, My Favorite Martian, The Danny Kaye Show, and all the way back to The Jack Benny Show. Now, remembered him from the Love Boat Show as a guy who was getting all the chicks. That was it. He was a ladies' man. And that's why we thought, well, you know, you didn't quite buy it then. You sure don't buy it now when you see him on the D-Snore. Not that he's not a nice-looking guy. It's a kooky thing to sell. I don't know. Maybe the smooth-talking doctor, that's some sort of an archetype, but I'm not sure. Bernie was born and raised in Brooklyn, went to Erasmus High, and then went on to NYU, where he majored in dramatic arts. I'm not going to read the whole thing. The fact of the matter is, the dude he's got a website. Now, he's also in Death of a Salesman, starring Lee J. Cobb. He's on That Girl, The Doris Day Show. Anyway, here's Bernie's website. In his private life last year, Bernie married producer actress Katrina Honadel. On Halloween, October 31st, Bernie and Katrina celebrated the birth of their son. Now, she looks to be about 29. He looks like he's about 114. So this is great. His kid will be 10, and his dad will already be moldering. No, there's nothing wrong with a guy getting married and being happy, and I guess there's nothing wrong with a man having a kid. I'm not going to sit here and make judgments, but oh, man. How'd you like to have Tony Randall as your dad? You're 10, you're on your way to your first Little League tryout, and they have to wheel a guy over there. They're wheeling him out of the car. Here's my dad, we play catch, and my dad and I, we run laps, and my dad out of the beat. And here comes your dad, rolled, not walking, but rolling from somewhere. And not even rolling in a chair on his back with a... Here's my dad, Bernie Capel. Where's our thing? Where's that, you know, don't we have that deal? The beep, 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 beep sound effect? Nah, whatever, never mind. I had a buddy when I was growing up. His dad was like in his 70s. Now, we were 16, 17 years old. His father was already 73. We never saw the guy. We never saw him anywhere. I grew up in Pasadena, and they were very wealthy, too. I remember they had this big two-story house in a really richy part of Pasadena. And we'd go over there, and they had a pool, and they had a cabana, and they had all this cool stuff. And this kid, he had a stereo system. And so we'd hang at the house, and even on Friday nights, his mom would be there and other adults. You know, they'd be having bridge parties or whatever. And so here come all the teenagers, and we're hanging out in the kitchen, stealing beers, whatever it was that we did, you know, stealing cigarettes. And I never saw his dad anywhere. Oh, my dad, this is my dad. He talked about his friend. I never saw this guy until one night, the guy comes down the stairs. Here's this old 73-year-old man. Hello, Phil. How are you? I said, oh, Mr., you know, XYZ, how are you doing? Oh, Jesus, you know, it's just wonderful. Let me show you something that gives me great joy. And then he unzipped, and she pulled out his wallet, and he said, I want to read a poem to you, Phil. Now, it's a Friday night. I've already probably been drinking 3-4 beers. Maybe he's copped some Dexedrine out of his mom's medicine cabinet. I don't know, whatever it was we could get high on. And I'm already buzzing there in the kitchen, and he pulls out Edgar Allan Poe's poem, Lenore. Oh, I loved Lenore. And he read this thing to me. I'm standing there leaning against the tile of a kitchen, sipping on the Coors, and, gee, that's great, Mr. So-and-so. Just hold on for a minute, you little... Don't move. No, I was just going to try to get some air. No, stay here. And then Lenore said, and he read the whole thing, all 58 stanzas. This is a long, bloody poem. The only time I ever saw Jim's dad was when he came down those stairs on that Friday or Saturday night, whenever it was. House was full of people. There was a lot going on. And he's reading Lenore. And he's nursing very delicately like a Jim Beam and soda or On the Rocks or something, you know. The guy was a lumber magnate. He'd made millions. His wife, my friend's mother, about 20 years younger than him. She was in her early 50s. And we were these punk kids hanging around. And then he just slowly went up the stairs, just as slowly as he came down them, only just a little bit of kind of puddling following him, because the poor guy, you know. But other than that, he was great. Nice man. Poor old guy. I wonder where he is now. Oh, you mean he might be dead? Oh, come on. It's only been 30 years. He'd be 104. Not possible? Shoot.